Happy New Year, Happy New Year. I'm coming in kind of late today. I didn't really want to bore you because I know people are still celebrating the New Year, and I know you might didn't have a chance to listen to your phone, or you put your phone down, because sometimes we need to shut our phones down because, you know, social media has taken over our minds. We can't function without looking at your phone every few minutes. But first of all, I want to thank y'all for listening to my podcast. I mean, I don't have a lot of listens. I have maybe 20 people per week. But I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful for those who listen and tell others about my podcast. Because like I say, I don't do this to make no money or whatever. I do this to try to reach out to people. And if I only reach out to one person, or I make a comment or a statement, and one person hears something that I said, it makes me feel good. If I can only reach one person. But today, I'm going to make this quick and fast. And I want to let everybody know that everybody has greatness in them. But you have to tap into your greatness. That's going to be the main topic. But first of all, it's 2022. And I'm happy to be here. Hope that you all are too. And what we need to do, focus on the positive and leave the negative in 2021. If someone wronged you, just let it go. Leave it in 2021. Look at it as if you let that dead weight go. I got hiccups. I learned a long time ago, if someone that you were dealing with, they just stop dealing with you all of a sudden for no reason. Well, I'm not going to say no reason. They have a reason. But if they stop dealing with you, so be it. Let it go. And if they stop dealing with you and wasn't adding anything to your life, it's a win. It's a win for you. Now, I don't want to get too religious, but people like that, God only placed them in your life to show you that you can't be there for everyone. Because a lot of people stop dealing with you for what reason, you don't really know. But God put people in your life like that to let you know it's okay to say no. And if they get upset about something, they really wasn't dealing with you anyway. They was looking for an excuse not to deal with you. But it's okay, because we're going to leave all that behind us. We're going to leave that behind, and we're going to leave them upset. Now, when it comes to being great, we may look at other people as them being great. But just know, when you look at somebody else being great, you also have it in you. We have to dig deep and find out where it's at to put it out. For instance, we look at LeBron James. LeBron James is a great basketball player. Basketball was his thing. The Williams sisters, they played tennis. They were great at playing tennis. Well, let me give you an example. Say, for instance, you may not be famous, but great at what you do and don't even realize it. Let's say, for instance, you may be a nurse doing 12 hours a day. Now, maybe people like LeBron, as great as he is, look at what you do and feel like that he couldn't do that. But that's just an example of you being great at something. And I just use nurse as an example. But it's a whole lot of other things that you can be great at. You might be great at cooking. Everybody can't cook, but it might be something like, it might be your thing. You might be great at, because like I said, we all have it in us. We just have to pull it out. Now, like I said, I'm not going to talk y'all to death. This week, the virus is still active. It's upon us. So, what we need to do to start 2022 off, we need to continue to be safe. Wash our hands. Wear your mask. Take your multivitamins. Your sea moss, fish oil, vitamin D, elderberry, just to name a few. And when you go to the store, when you see these vitamins on the shelves, like as gummies, it's good to buy them sometime. Because when you buy these vitamins, your whole family can take them. If you have children, say 12 and up, they can take them. The reason I say buy vitamins, because get your kids, get the whole family safe. Everybody can take them. And also, another way to start off 2022, don't forget to get your steps in daily. If you have not done it yet, download an app that keeps up with your steps and your calories burned daily. Because you're on your phone looking at TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook, why not download something on your phone that's going to help you? There's no knock to these other sites, social media, because you look at it for entertainment. But if you download a step counter, it will help you out. And I don't know anybody that don't want to be healthier this year than they was last year. When you download it, you can set it up, say, hey, I want to do 5,000 steps per day for the next 3 months. And just having your phone on you is going to count your steps. So it's another way to be safe and healthy, bringing the new year in. That's all I have. Thanks for listening. And next week, I'll talk about something different. All right. Thanks for listening.